Aleishu Chelek Beis Tav Reish Yud Gimel Taryag Paragraph Base Geder Sheni Hakashu Barishu, the second parameter, which is related to the one above, Huze Isa Bavitzadav Tes Zayin Kol Meze Nisav Shel Adam Ketzuvin Loi Meroish Hashanah Ve'ad Yom HaKippurim. A person's livelihood is determined, it is set from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Chutz me'oitzas Shabbosos ve'oitzas Yamim Tovim, except for the expenses, the outlay for Shabbos and Yom Tov, ve'oitzas banav le'talmud Torah, and the expenses for educating one's children, shim poiches poichasin ovim yisif posifin lo. It's variable. The person can spend more and get more, and vice versa. Rashi explains kol mezenesav shel adam, person's livelihood, kol ma she'osid li'istaker b'shana, whatever is destined to earn in that year, she'ni zayin. Misham katzuv leikach v'chach istaker b'shana zei. So it's determined, it's stipulated. He'll make such and such in this year. V'yesh lo lizeher milasis yitzia merubah. A person should therefore be careful of spending much, of a large outlay. Shelo yosifu lo yisachar lim zei nosav elama shepasku lo. It's not going to be added to him. It's determined what he's already going to have. The author comments on his nesav shel adam ketzuvim. Person's outlay, person's income is stipulated. In modern Hebrew, taktziv is a word for budget. From the same root, it's katzuv, it is stipulated. Because his income is stipulated, his outlay should also be budgeted. This is a teaching for every person, all the more so for what we call an avreich in our days, a Talmid Chacham who devotes himself to Torah. The Yeida Ne'emanai should know full well. Im enu yechol livnois chayav al istapkus b'mu'at lo yitachein she'etzlech b'seirosui. If he cannot build his life on istapkus b'mu'at, I've never managed to find an adequate translation for this phrase in English that will capture it, to make do, to manage, to live modestly, perhaps even frugally. But if he can't build his life like that, he cannot succeed and be a Talmid Chacham. He'll end up owing money, living on credit, having to roll one loan onto another. He'll be no less preoccupied with these issues than somebody who has a job. As Chazal say, learning requires a clear head. Such a person is constantly involved in his, he's worried about the credit and borrowing from this to pay that. His head isn't clear for learning. The words are really also equally true for those who did like Rabbi Ishmael, who did involve themselves in making a livelihood. The general principle of it is bitachon mechayev istapkus. Bitachon obligates one to live within one's means, not to live beyond one's means. Adkan.